Welcome to the first ever ICYMI, in case you missed it, episode of the Piano Pantry podcast. While you might find me clever for using this acronym, let me quickly set the record straight. My favorite grocery chain, Trader Joe's, does ICYMI, in case you missed it, episodes. And I thought it was a fun, clever idea, so I thought, why can't I do that for my people? These ICYMI episodes will feature anything from opportunities and resources I feel those in our profession should know about, to items from the archives of the Piano Pantry blog that, if you've not been following me since 2016, you might not know about. By the way, I'm your host, Amy Chaplin, a piano teacher on a quest to support and enrich the lives of this community with amiable advice and simple solutions. Ever since the first Friday Finds blog post was published in 2016, I've become known as a bit of a resource guru for my piano teacher friends. There's 100 times more stuff out there these days than in 2016, so I promise I will do my best to always point you to useful and practical resources, starting with today's ICYMI feature. Today's feature is a series of three student awards available to members of Music Teachers National Association: the Music Achievement Award, the Music Study Award, and the Studio Festival Award. All three of these awards can be found in the members-only section of the MTNA website. They can be tricky to find, though, as they're 3 to 4 levels deep in the menu. First of all, make sure you sign in, then navigate to the Join plus Renew tab at the top. When you hover over that, at the bottom of all of the options that pop up is the Members Only tab. Once again, if you hover over the Members Only tab, then at the bottom of those options that open up is something that says Music for Everyone. All three awards are listed there. Now, if it makes it a little bit easier for you, I do have a blog post linked in the show notes that shows a screenshot of what I just described. So if you need to, you can find that by visiting the show notes at pianopantry.com/podcast/episode114. So first off is the Music Achievement Award. This award is flexible and can be set up by the teacher however you like. The goal is to encourage students to work towards goals that will not only help them become better musicians, but will also enhance their love and appreciation for music. Essentially, the teacher and student set a list of goals and the time period in which they are to be completed. It could be anything such as a list of 10 items that have to be completed in, say, 6 months, that includes things like sight read 5 entire books assigned by the teacher, complete 1 theory book, attend a professional concert that is not a school event, perform in a venue outside of studio recitals, whether it be a school talent show or at a church, and so forth. So you can decide on what those items are. I offered this award a few years early on in my studio, and in addition to the certificate that's offered by MTNA, I also took the students who completed their requirements to a professional performance. I did charge a small fee for them to sign up and participate in the program to help offset the cost of that performance, but it's up to you how you want to handle that and what you want to offer. It could just be something like a pizza party. The second award is the one I use currently and have ever since I started my studio. It's called the Music Study Award, and it's simply a way of recognizing the number of years a student has been enrolled in lessons. If you've ever done awards in your studio and wished that you had a way of recognizing students who don't necessarily do competitions or festivals, or if you would like a simple way to just recognize students' dedication to ongoing study, then this award is for you. Honestly, you probably might think of it more of as a certificate than an award. So awards don't have to always be about celebrating achievements. They can also serve as a time to celebrate tenacity and commitment to long-term learning, which is why I like using this award. The third award is the Studio Festival Award. This is the only one of the three that I have actually never utilized. Similar to the Music Achievement Award, the Studio Festival Award is intentionally designed to be flexible to the individual teacher. There are no set rules or regulations, and I really like that. Essentially, what they're doing is they're providing an opportunity for you to create your own festival within your studio. As with the Music Achievement Award, MTNA provides resources and like ideas to help you set it up and a certificate, and then you just design it that fits in your needs and with your students. All three of these awards have different certificates that are made available from MTNA that are pre-designed with the MTNA logo and have the signatures of the current president and CEO. You just add the student's name, years of study, and date, then sign it by hand. The certificates are usually fillable, but some years I've gone to download them and they're not, so I can't always say for certain that it will be that way. If you find that they're not fillable, I do have a blog post with a downloadable template that should at least work for the Music Study Award certificates to allow you to print their names onto the certificates. So you would print the certificate from MTNA and then type the student's name into this template and then print that onto the certificate that you just printed. That way you don't have to handwrite their names, because I personally have horrible handwriting, so I really need to be able to print them. I've linked to that blog post for you as well in the show notes. For the first few years, I printed my certificates on heavy white cardstock, but ended up moving to using a heavy certificate paper, which just looked a little bit nicer than white cardstock. Thanks so much to MTNA for offering these resources to our community. I hope that perhaps one of these may be something you will find useful in your studio in the coming years. Well, that's a wrap for our first ICYMI, in case you missed it, episode. If you enjoy this podcast and have it within your bandwidth, please consider joining me on Patreon. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a place where followers can help support content creators like myself. For less than the cost of an expensive foo-foo coffee, you can link up with others to cheer on this work. Visit pianopantry.com/Patreon for more details. Lastly, as you're making your summer arrangements, consider doing something a little different for yourself and your professional development this summer by attending my digital organization retreat. I know you're a piano teacher, but you're also running a business and are completely engulfed in technology to do so. If you're tired of feeling like you're struggling with the basics or just can't seem to set aside the time needed to get your entire digital workspace under control and in functional order, you need this retreat. It's more than just the basics. It's a comprehensive step-by-step approach to considering all the angles, whether it's email, media management, digital files, or the hundreds of apps on your devices. Let me help. Remember, that's what I'm here for. Visit pianopantry.com/retreat for more details.